Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. With your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to RealTalk at WSJM.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. In the studio, John Wallace, Joe Daniel, and Klaus Nyman. Klaus spent 3 years managing and booking music artists in Nashville. Holds a music business certificate from Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California. Undergrad completed at Purdue University, specializing in human resources. Married to an interior designer and a wonderful woman, recognized around town for being one of the best in customer service at a number of places. I think this probably needs to be updated, Klaus, off the website here.
I think it does.
He's one of seven children, born and raised in the northwest suburb of Chicago. Been a full-time Harbor Country resident since January of 2010. Avid long-distance runner, I'm going to say global traveler, entrepreneur. Has over 15 listings ranging from 600,000 to over 3 million currently across Harbor Country in southwest Michigan. Email is Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, at atproperties.com. Cell phone 269-932-8835. You can see all his listings at Klaus Nyman, N-Y-M-A-N.com. Klaus, welcome.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you guys having me on the program.
Klaus, can I just...
Ahead. Sorry, yeah,
this is really bugging me. Klaus, how old are you?
37 years old.
Oh, okay. So you're first
27.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I just turned 30 this year, and I thought we were
dirty,
the same
30,
age.
Baby. Love it.
Yeah, well, you're making it look a lot better than I am.
Yeah, well, if you ran as much as he did as an avid runner, then you'd look that young, too.
Maybe. I just want to be you when I grow up. Between the music stuff.
Whiskey and the women, my friend.
Wait, stay away from them or go towards
you
them?
You were working
towards
in
them,
Nashville,
go towards
right?
Them.
That's where that comes
right,
from.
Right, right.
That's country music. Whiskey, women, and well, maybe beer and horses, but
there you go, baby. Loving it. Loving
in
it.
In some instances, beer for your horses.
I right.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
That's it.
Right.
Because justice
exactly.
Is the one thing you love. You were from Nashville. You know how this goes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I've made my way over to Churchill Downs a few times.
Mint julep time.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I remember a conversation we were having at one point, and I don't remember where we were, but you and Brooke at one point, because you're kind of global travelers, you love to travel, swore you'd never live in Three Oaks again. And lo and behold, you guys bought a house last year in Three Oaks.
Yeah, we did. We did. We became homeowners for the first time last year. It was very exciting. You know, Brooke swore she would never, my wife Brooke, interior designer, she just opened a new store. It's high-end women's fashion and home decor right in Three Oaks at the old train station. I think the building's about 120 years old. They're doing
cool.
Very, very well, though. Typically open just on the weekends, you know, especially post-season now. During the week, it's pretty dead. But yeah, very proud of her for doing that. But yeah, she's always the one who's dragged me around the world. We've done dozens of countries.
Dragging me around the world, kicking and screaming. No,
right,
I don't want
right,
to go to
right,
India
right,
again.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, she was brushing shoulders with Richard Branson. I could show you guys a photo, you know. So I did miss out on that trip past February. But,
Richard
yeah.
Branson, like the Shark Tank guy?
Yeah. Well,
the super rich Shark Tank guy. Didn't he, like... What does he do? Like astronautism?
Branson,
I don't
Virgin
know what the word
Airlines,
is.
Among other things, yeah. Virgin Records.
He does it all, baby. He
stuff.
Does
By
it
the
all.
Way, he's not going to the Saudi Arabia conference. He's backed out.
Oh, boy.
Financial conference.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a little shady.
But, that was earlier this year. She took a trip, some personal growth, if you will, to India. You stayed home and worked.
I did.
And,
yeah, I did. It was a busy February for me. So.
And Branson's helicopter, he and his wife were walking along the beach or something?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Refreshingly enough, he was a very, very down-to-earth, charismatic guy. Very, you know, let her take a couple selfies together. And the most surprising, his wife's the same age as him.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something usually, about wealthy men where that usually is not the case, isn't
this
it?
This is true. This is true. Yeah, yeah.
And for those who are familiar with South County and shopping, Brooke's been involved in antiques.
Again, less women's fashion and more, you know, home decor. But it took me about over a year to convince her to do it on her own. Been much harder for her. The entrepreneur thing's a little harder for her. But now I think she's starting to get some momentum and things are starting to really work out for her. So
yeah.
Very proud of her.
That's 1 Oak Street in Three Oaks, the old train station. For those who may not know Three Oaks, first of all, it's basically one road. road
right.
That goes through town, but it's right in front of the elementary school over there, or right across the train tracks. You could walk across the train tracks from Vickers Theater.
This is true.
Didn't you graduate from Three Oaks like 2 years ago or something, Joe?
Yeah. I wish. I actually came to grips with this recently. I graduated in 06, which that was a long time ago. But yeah, I grew up in Three Oaks, so I know exactly where the old train station is. Great little spot for a store. And then weekends in Three Oaks, you know, during the summer, you can do the farmer's market thing, walk downtown. It's a great place. Great place. Well, a lot different than when I grew up.
Yeah, yeah. Lots to do. Lots to do. Three Oaks is blowing up. I think it's only going to get better.
I think so. Then I love Journeyman's. They had phenomenal acts come through the Acorn on a regular basis. And I think this probably ties into some of your listings, too. The second home market away from the lake, more affordable. We're seeing more folks who, on occasion, instead of wanting the very big, expensive lakefront property, not that those aren't great, but they want some acreage and a little farm, a little respite away from all the busyness.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. I always tell people, you know, Three Oaks is it's a hodgepodge of local hillbillies and Chicago transplants. No offense.
No
offense.
True.
You can call me a local hillbilly.
Hey, Klaus, which category do I fall under? Just curious.
You should have been in Nashville too, Joe.
Yeah, I wish. I went to Nashville for the first time this summer, and boy, what a city. I had a really good time. If I'm being perfectly honest, I was drunk probably 90% of the time I was there, because in Nashville it's just music, 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 booze, booze, booze.
Yep.
And I'm very okay with that. It was definitely my kind of time.
You weren't driving, would just be clarified.
No, there's Ubers right and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't go to Nashville
Ubers
and drive.
You go to Nashville, you know, and you get on that bike cart thing with the, you know, where right everybody's riding along the bike and somebody else
rickshaw
is steering. They're not driving, but everybody else
it
is.
It sounds right a lot like work. Yeah, I didn't. I was
didn't
chauffeured around by Uber drivers. But, you know, once you get to Broadway in Nashville, and you know this, Klaus, it's just three
Broadway
blocks of frenetic, buzzing activity, and you just walk up and down the strip, and you're like, you know, I don't like this band. I'll walk next door or two over, and there's a new band in every place. It's the coolest thing.
Loving it, baby. Loving it. Yeah, Monday nights, I used to do a play, 80s night, so they'd have a live band doing only 80s covers on Monday nights at the stage. It's probably one of my funnest nights. Hillary from Lady Antebellum was a close friend of mine in 2007. That was the year they got signed that June. No one even knew of Lady Antebellum until about that next summer in 2008, but she was a sweetheart. We used to go down to the stage all the time and get a couple beers together and, you know, watch the 80s band on Monday night at the stage.
Did you just nonchalantly talk about hanging out with the lead singer of Lady Antebellum?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were close for a little while. I actually tried to court her, but, you know, her mother sang backup for Reba McEntire for many years, and her father's in the industry as well, so she was a shoo-in, but very kind girl. We had a lot of good times together. I did try to court her. It didn't end up working out, but you know, you get signed to a major label, and you basically sign the next 2 years of your life away to being on the road, so you know, I think it would have been problematic from the start.
Brooke.
So yeah. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I actually saw Hillary from Lady Antebellum. Not personally, I'm not cool like you, but I really want to be. But I saw her at the Hollywood Bank Amphitheater.
Nice.
We're headlining for Darius Rucker just a couple weeks ago, and she brought her little kid on stage. Mm-hmm. Really cute.
Yeah,
she's got some pipes.
Yeah, she does. Like, yeah, she does. She's been entertaining since she was like 3 years old, she said. At least she told me that. You know, I always want to get up on stage and be in the limelight, so I guess it suits her.
Wow.
We need to take a quick break.
Yeah, let's make this show 3 hours long. There's so much stuff we
could
talk about.
The podcast can be as long as we want. Klaus Nyman is with the number one broker in all of Southwest Michigan, both in dollar volume and in units, at Properties. Email Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, at atproperties.com, and it's ampersand, atproperties.com. Website, Klaus Nyman, NYMAN.com. Cell phone, 269-932-8835. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's HOME fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Tell me you're going to write a book at some point. This is outrageous.
So cool. Yeah, it's good times, man. Had cocktails with Blake Shelton once too, which is pretty sweet.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Blake Shelton is not in the room. Klaus Nyman, Joe Daniels, John Wallace on a... Well, fall is finally here. The temperatures are dropped. And Klaus, I got to tell you, at our offices, we are July busy right now. And you've got, for only having been in the business a couple of years, you've got 15 listings. But real estate is not by any means the only thing you do.
No, it's not. You know, I think that real estate allows you to pay the bills. You know, I think it plays to my strengths, you know, being a communicator and a people person. You know, I think
handsome, stunning, likable.
Should cool. I leave now?
Good
or?
Sense of humor.
I'm starting feeling comfortable. There's no ladies in the
clothes back on.
On the you're not supposed to say on the radio. Nobody knows that, John. Anyway,
what, that the emperor has no clothes? Tell me about, because when you and I first started working together, Klaus, and you and Brooke were buying a house in Three Oaks, which is that early 1900s, late 1800s home?
Yeah, beautiful two-story brick home. I think it was probably the helpers from one of the Warren Mansions. It's the only two, there's us and then a neighboring, Billy's his name, from Chicago. They're the only two-story brick homes in the entire south end of town other than the Warren Mansions. So my theory is it was, you know, probably the home of the help.
Yeah. But you were, at that time, you were doing some programming, software programming too, and now, and we all like our beer, our ale here and there.
Absolutely.
Tell me
we
about
do.
That software and what you've developed and are doing there that ties into the brew pubs.
Yeah, so we have, me and three other gentlemen have been working on a project for just over 2 years now. Highly recommend going to Burnham Brewing out of Michigan City if you've never been there. Their Mango IPA or the Hopkick Dropkick, a couple of my favorite beers that those guys put on. But yeah, so they had a problematic issue keeping track of their kegs and their cooperage. It's turned out to be a whole lot more than that, but we just released our software in late July of this year, 2018. We're nearing about 30 brewery users in Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, Grand Rapids, Southwest Michigan right here, Silver Harbor's a client, Michigan City, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, now Austin, Texas. So
wow.
It's about to blow up. Super excited about it. And, you know, that's the dream. But, you know, real estate's great as well, and that pays the bills right now. So we'll see how it continues to go.
Okay, wait. Music manager, band manager, Nashville, Hollywood, software engineer, real estate mogul, if you will, as well. Mogul may not be the right term because you don't own 200 homes yet. But what is that? What is the Brewpub software? What does it do?
Yeah, so basically right now it's a in-house inventory management for kegs. So, you know, to help these guys who are, you know, some of them are drinking all day, some of them are, you know, smoking the grass, some of that funny stuff too. But, you know, we wanted to make it dummy proof. Not saying that these guys are dummies. You know, a lot of them are artisans and they're in their own right.
Craftspeople.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Pioneers.
And artistic
in their field.
Folks and business folks, not always the same skill set.
Yeah, except for Taylor Swift.
Right. This is true. Yeah.
She's got them both down.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, I had a friend who flew for Nashville Jet and he flew her to and from Hollywood for a show one night. And they hire these jets out. I think it's like 50 grand, something like that. He said that Taylor's mom took all the potato chips and all the sodas off of the Learjet when they returned from California.
Well, and Taylor can afford that because what? Yeah. She sold two tickets and the 50 grand's covered?
Yeah.
Man, I just feel like we could name any artist in the world and you'd have a story. Like, let's try that. Blake Shelton, go.
Blake. No, I had cocktails with Blake one time. He's a lot taller in person than you think he was. We went to, what was it called? Tin Roof on Music Row there. I was good friends with his buddy, Kevin Kennedy, who's still actually his road manager. And he invited me out, and lo and behold, there's Blake. But it was before him and Miranda Lambert got married, because he was like all stressed out about dating her and pursuing her and courting her and whatnot. It's just kind of funny to think about.
That's high stakes gambling, though. I'm gonna go after Miranda Lambert.
Right.
Let me know.
Right.
Well, I'm just older, so it's older artists. but I played basketball with Vince Gill, and I've golfed with Billy Dean, and then there's some classic rock folks and heavy metal folks I've done shots with.
Kid Rock, nothing illegal. Bob, and you guys take shots with Bob ever?
But wait,
Kid Rock,
you're Kid so Rock? Close with Kid Rock that you can call him Bob.
Well, yeah, he only went by Bob in Nashville, yeah. But yeah, we'd run into him all over the place, man. I can't say how many beers I bought that guy. And he's only allowed to drink Coors Light in public because of his sponsorships at that point in time. I don't know what he's up to these days, but
whatever he wants.
Right, yeah, exactly. Life to order, baby.
So, okay, just let me give you your cell phone again in case there's somebody with the brew pub and wants to keep track of the kegs and those kind of things. Klaus's cell phone is 269-932-8835. Now, all of this Renaissance man kind of stuff, I think, ties into why you have so many listings, and some of them extending into the, you know, it's not like I'm listing a bunch of $60,000 houses somewhere. In fact, I don't think you have anything much less than a $500,000 at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I'd say.
Yeah, not that you don't do those.
Of course not.
In fact, you were a little late to our show today, which is okay, because you had a closing just before this.
I did.
And
yeah,
you said
did.
It wasn't like a $500,000 thing, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it was $260,000 Lakeshore Road, right in Union Pier there. So, you know, New Buffalo, Union Pier, all the way up to St. Joe. That's the forte. So,
right along the lake.
Yeah, as close to the water as possible. You know, 90% of the homeowners I deal with are second homeowners.
Well, and this is the season.
It is. September, October. I mean, yeah. I'd say, yeah, March, you know, the springtime starts picking up around March, a little bit of a lull over July and August, you know, kids are out school, summer, all that good stuff. And then I'd say September, October are two of the hottest months. Although this September, the inventory is a little bit lower as far as total residential sales from last year. But all in all, I think we're at about $630 million this year, where we were at about $605 at the end of last September. So we're up about 4% as far as residential dollars.
Are you talking about app properties and
no, this is
that's the whole overall
this
market.
Is the whole, yeah, that's the whole Berrien County, Michigan market.
Well, we've started to see, and Joe's seen it too, as interest rates are starting to climb, and it's still relative, being in the fives at this point on a 30-year fixed.
Yep.
Not a direct quote, haven't pulled your credit, it's just that's just a ballpark figure. Anybody can look it up, but I remember 22 years ago when we first opened Carter Wallace, and we were hit 12% the next month. I remember 18% mortgages, so I'm like, yeah, this is still pretty cheap money.
Yes.
Well, and
yes,
when the market's doing what it's doing,
right,
you know, 5%, you can invest if you have more disposable cash and just have it cover your mortgage.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, the interest rate on a house is still lower than the return you can get in the market, you know, stocks, mutual funds, that kind of stuff right now. So
yeah, no, I think real estate's a very wise investment. I actually have a couple of repeat clients, a couple of attorneys out of Chicago. We just offered on a place the other day. List price was $750. So we're still in negotiations right now.
Yeah, your colleague at App Properties, Jason Sutton, he loves this environment because he's like, hey man, it's just free money. I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, and he's got a good explanation to it. It's
he
not
must have been
free
drinking.
Money. It's Jason. I'm not sure he's never not doing that. Jason, if you're listening. Yeah, the mayor of Sawyer.
Yeah, the mayor. Yeah. Where's the mayor when we need him?
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, you put the four of us together around microphones.
Oh, boy.
It could be a whole new podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Something weird's going to happen for
right,
sure.
Right, it's time to get weird.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I have one right now in Fenville, and you say Fenville. Well, it's not the Fenville Village side of the expressway. It's the lake side of the expressway. I think she's only, originally the listing price was $388. She got it for $338. But in the past 3 years, it's generated $28,000 a year in weekly rental income.
Yeah.
So
yeah, rental income's huge over here.
And that's even farther north than dropping down, you know, in the Sawyer Union Pier Harbor. A little
yeah,
more
actually,
maybe affordable than Michigan City is.
Sure. Yeah, funny you bring that up, John. The place that we offered on 2 days ago for a repeat client of mine, he's into the rental business, you know, and he's picking up properties, you know, as quickly as he possibly can in the greater New Buffalo area. And yeah, that property actually, it was a list price of $750. I don't know what we're going to get it for. My guess is probably close to $7. Obviously, I can't disclose personal negotiations, but I will say that it did log over $80,000 in rental income last year and this year.
Yeah, and weekly rentals.
Yep. Weekly rentals. That's correct.
And that's a growing segment of, because so many folks can't afford to buy that property. But as we talked about last week, Joe, grandma and grandpa want to hold a family reunion and get everybody together in one place and still have access to the lake or, you know, or the fire pit out in the backyard, whatever it may be. And that's also what, over the course of the several summers, turns into those folks do buy the second homes here.
Correct. Yep.
I got quiet all of a sudden.
I didn't know.
I think that means it's time for a
break time.
It's a break time. Your internal clock's
My
going
internal
off,
clock
right,
was saying, dude, we're done. We got an outro for the commercial. Yeah.
Klaus Nyman with @properties, atproperties.com. Klaus at atproperties.com. His website, klausnyman.com. Cell phone, 269-932-8835. And we'll be right back at Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage. CMG Financial is a national mortgage leader and the only approved lender for Home Fund Me to help you crowdfund your down payment. For more information, visit homefundme.com.
Whether you need a conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA loan,
CMG Financial has all of those options and more for home buyers and homeowners who need to refinance.
If you're thinking about buying a new home, experience extraordinary at CMG Financial for your new mortgage.
Striving to close in 21 days or less for every customer, every time. CMG Financial. 800 Port Street, downtown St. Joe. Your new home awaits with CMG Financial.
Copyright 2018, CMG Financial, always reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trademark of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS 1820 in most but not all states. CMG Mortgaging is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come experience extraordinary in mortgage lending at CMG Financial today.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniel, John Wallace in the studio with Klaus Nyman from At Properties. ATProperties.com is their corporate website. KlausNyman.com is his website. Cell phone 269-932-8835. Hey, and a personal note, your sister got married this year, and she and her husband bought a house in Three Oaks, too, didn't they?
They did. They bought a house in Three Oaks, and I'm about to sell the venue that she had her wedding at, funny enough.
Really?
So your sister put them out of business. Is that what happened?
No. So.
Wasn't that a party?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Could have been the whiskey.
Yeah,
might have been the gin.
Yeah, Willow Harbor. No, she had a, I guess her primary venue canceled on her last minute. So they were kind enough. Christy over at Willow Harbor Vineyards is kind enough to open the doors to them kind of last minute. And then, you know, serendipity always has a way, man. It always has a way. So it found me. And now I got some people that actually rented an Airbnb from my wife and I. Actually, one of the makeup artists for Always Sunny in Philadelphia, if you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Episode. Her name is Leah, and she's gonna purchase Willow Harbor Shores, and they're gonna rebrand and keep it a wedding venue because the special use permit actually transfers over, which is really nice. So we'll be offering on that property next week.
Yeah, and Willow, that's Three Oaks, isn't it? It's outer Three Oaks.
The address is Three Oaks. You're correct.
Okay,
that becomes a commercial transaction, though.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is. It's a commercial listing. So yeah, we also do commercial in addition to residential. You know, our brokers carry both licenses, which is really nice because all firms don't do that. So
we don't generally do commercial. Commercial is just a unique animal. I had a realtor in my office this morning asking about that because he's got a commercial listing.
Sure.
And I tend to send him over to Horizon Bank, Dave Bly, and those folks.
Now,
Bruce Pekarski.
I'm curious. And again, you're like my idol now, Klaus.
Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny.
I know. Yeah. You're like, oh, it's Danny DeVito's makeup artist. It's
my, We're not worthy.
Good.
At one point, I think the stuff just starts to follow you. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell my wife, man, I'm getting kind of creeped out.
Yeah. Well, so you're one of seven kids?
Yeah, three older, three younger. You know, I got picked on, and then I got to dish it out as well. So.
You're from Chicago. How do you end up over here and get your feet wet? How do you meet Brooke, who's from Three Oaks, your wife now? Tell us that story.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been coming up here for summers. My grandfolks bought a house back here in the 40s in Sawyer, right near the water. Uncle and aunt, mom and dad, all had houses. So, you know, majority of our summers are spent over here as kids. To me, I always tell people I ended up on the better side of the lake. No offense to the Chicagoans, but it's a lot less stressful over here. If you can make it work, baby, this is the place to be.
And if you want to go back to Chicago, depending on the time and traffic, it's an hour away.
Yeah, it's a one-hour drive. You know, we went to the Rare and Wild Brew Fest at the Field Museum last Saturday to recruit some new breweries for our software, and you know, really, really well. You know, it's crazy. You know, now I'm starting to get recognized by some of these brewery owners, which feels really good.
So your software, is that like, you know, I've got an Android. Can I just go on Google Play Store and see it?
You know what? It's all mobile-based web, which our lead dev is saying that it's all going to go that direction. You know, Apple's kind of sticklers, you know, then you never have to update the app, you know, for the new features that roll out, you know, the second you log in, boom, they're there, versus always having to maintain that, you know, those iPhone apps or Android apps. But you could set up a desktop icon, which is basically the same thing for Android.
Yeah, like a shortcut to the website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Just kind of bookmarks it.
What's the website?
It's just distribution.com.
So distribution.
Yeah.
Which is how you say distribution when you've had too many. Distribution.com. So I'm going to take a swing in that. D-I-S-T-I-R... I can't
you
spell.
You are not an English major.
Dude. Spelling is hard. I'm a mortgage guy. I can do numbers. Spelling is hard. So distribution.com.
Distribution. Yeah, there you go.
Used for basically business owners who want to keep better track of their alcohol inventory.
Yeah, you know what? I'll share about one of our forthcoming features we're rolling out. And this is probably the, you know, I met with about 72 plus or minus breweries and distributors last fall and this spring. Just going out, knocking on doors, shaking hands, meeting people. That's what I love doing. You know, just kind of get feedback, shoot holes through idea, and, you know, kind of pivot and adjust from there, because our primary goal is just to take feedback directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and build out exactly what they want. And that's what we did for Burnham. So yeah, that keeps track of the kegs in-house, also to and from buyers. So buyers being restaurants and bars. Our favorite feature that we're actually currently building out is called our social sharing feature. So basically we will automate Twitter and Facebook posts. We will tag the bar or restaurant. We will tag the brewery. Now keep in mind, this goes out on the brewery's social media. That's who the beer enthusiasts follow, not on the restaurants and bars.
Right.
So the second, let's say, you know, you were a bartender at Mady's in Michigan City, you pull your mobile phone out as a, you know, bar manager or server or bartender, you don't even need to have an account with distribution. You just open up your smart camera, hold it in front of one of our scannable QR tags, and it'll say update to OnTap as a guest. You click one button and you're done. Front to back, 6 seconds. And all it's going to do is drive massive amounts of the brewery's social media traffic to that bar or restaurant where that keg has been tapped in live time. So that's our social sharing feature. And then we'll basically automate the posts on Twitter and Facebook through our software for these breweries.
That's
outstanding.
Incredible. I'm going to brainstorm for you, okay? Don't take any advice from me. I should take a lot of advice from you. But I went this past weekend, I went to the Kalamazoo Beer Exchange, if you've ever seen this place. And what's interesting, John, have you ever heard of this place?
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, you go there, and depending on kind of how beer is selling, every 10 minutes they readjust on this big stock market looking screen the cost of beer. Wouldn't it be cool if they scan the QR code and they're like, oh, this beer we're running low on, so it ties into their POS system, so the cost of that beer goes up and you just let supply and demand
thing. That'd be awesome. There you go. I don't know how comfortable that is for most bar or restaurant owners, but you know, in July, you can always get, you know, the pumpkin beers for about 50 cents at the Beer Exchange.
Yeah, see? Right. See, there you go. There you go. Last year's pumpkin beer, 50 cents.
Right.
The market crash, right?
Yeah, that's a great place to go, especially if, you know, you have a friend or perhaps a lady friend you want to take out that's never been before. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, we had a great time. I just try weird beers, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
not?
If I'm going to drink a beer, I'll just drink something cheap because it gets the job done. But I got a French toast. It was called the French Toast Devil Dog. I can't remember who it's by.
Wow.
It tasted like I was eating French toast, which John would know, having worked in the same office with me. If I can feel like I'm eating, but I'm drinking at the same time, I'm in heaven. It was fantastic.
That's how you start every morning, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, breakfast is French toast / alcohol. But when you work with John, that becomes a necessity.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What does that say about you, John? Are you easy to work with or what?
Comes around our office on a regular basis.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, there's a, you know,
it
when I went to
reduces the stress load.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Take the edge off a little bit, you know? Dealing with all these crazy clients.
Not when the clients are coming in there, not till after clients.
Of course. Of course.
You can always tell.
I always know, you know, when I come to see John and Joe here, though, you guys always keep a stacked refrigerator. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We do. It's important.
Do.
And keep in mind, we're not promoting this or selling this, but if a client comes in at 5 p.m. on a Friday, because we are available at that time, and they had a hard day at work, and they don't necessarily want to talk mortgage stuff, but they know they have to, they are more than welcome to partake in our fully stocked
CPAs.
Realtors too. Swing on by. We're really not, Klaus, I think you know this, we're not a stuffy office. We just want to be a place to hang out and talk about stuff, and maybe we'll get some business done at the same time.
Well, we like to have fun, but at the same time, I will tell you that, you know, for instance, when the beer fridge gets stocked with IPAs, those
love
go
it, baby.
Away, and the Bud Lights and the Coors Lights and stuff are still sitting there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So
rightfully
we
so.
We need some generic beer drinkers who are not adventurous to come in and empty out that stock. because
hey, there you go.
My beer intake is labeled Scotch. I used to be a Guinness drinker.
Guinness, oh, yeah. Hey, there you go. That's what they give the horses. Yeah,
Silver
the
Stouts, Beach Pizza has a snake bite, which I think is also
my wife's
shot
favorite beverage over there. Yeah,
was
the
it
snake
Guinness
bite.
And Ace
yeah.
Pear
and
Cider?
Ace Pear Cider, that's right, yeah.
If you ever want to get back on the Guinness horse, so to speak, I think that's the way to do it. Because I'm not bite. A Guinness fan, but a friend had me try one of those. Solid. Silver
Dynamite.
Beach Pizza, the
Dynamite.
Snake bite.
Yeah. That's my old. This goes back to the back in the 80s and radio. I had a sales manager. We used to go to Flanagan's on a regular basis.
Sure, sure.
Even weeknights. And around midnight, 11 o'clock, he'd be standing up on top of a table going, God told me to tell you to sell more radio. Watermelon shooters for everybody. You know, that was before we had, you know, flavored vodkas.
Right,
Stoli
right.
Grapefruit was a pretty standard drink for some of us. They did have Guinness back at that point. But these days, you know, the flavors you can get in a brew or a stout or an ale or in, you know, going to a liquor store. There's 35 variation flavors on a vodka.
Yeah, we went to Tennessee. My girlfriend and I went to Tennessee earlier this year, and we went to Old Smoky Moonshinery or Moonshine Distillery. And
you signed up for their month club, didn't
I don't
you?
Think they have a Moonshine of the Month club, but that would be genius. They would make so much money. We
now,
went
there
down.
Might be some shipping problems there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you can buy it online, so I'm just saying. I don't know. The gift that keeps on giving, the Moonshine of the Month Club, but they came out with like 6 new moonshines after we had left Tennessee, and we were really disappointed because we wanted to try them. Luckily, we had some other friends go down, and in my fridge right now, talking about all the different crazy variations of any alcohol.
Moonshine.
No, it's not butterscotch. It's oatmeal cream pie.
Wow.
Moonshine.
Wow.
And I mean, it tastes like diabetes and sin, but it is delicious. I say that in the most loving way possible.
Oh, of course you do. Of course you do. No, yeah. A lot of people are getting into these sours. I will say there was this one beer called Cool in the Gang, and it was brewed with oolong tea, if I'm saying that right. I think
oolong,
it's like a black oolong tea. Yeah, it's like a black tea, but ABV on that was only 3.5. I told him that was the only issue with that beer. But we went to a craft beer fest down in Texas, Austin, Texas, a few weeks ago, and that was definitely hands down my favorite beer. But a lot of people are also getting into these sours now too. I don't know if you've ever had those Transient Artisan Ales out of Bridgman. They are phenomenal. Chris
sours
is doing great work over there.
They kind of drink, I would almost say like a juice in a way, just by the way it kind of hits you. And I don't know what these glands are called behind like your back
teeth.
They're
puckering up. And
yeah, they just tighten up. And, yeah, and this sounds really awful, but it's a cool feeling. If you ever had like super sour Warheads or Lemon Heads when you were a kid, it's that same reaction just in beer. And it's a lot of the sours are flavored. They're kind of a fruitier.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They do like raspberry or whatever, you know, a lot of the more fruity flavors.
Yeah, served with a small umbrella.
Right. Oh, and I guess I read an article the other day too about these tiki bars. There was one particular in Hollywood we used to go to, about the size of a shoebox. But you know, you got the guy behind the counter with half unbuttoned shirt, hairy chest, gold chain, and looks like, you know, stepped off the boat from Hawaii or, you know, Magnum PI or something like that. But those are always good times, man. Who doesn't like dropping $50 on a cocktail with an umbrella?
Yeah. That was the problem in Tennessee. We talked about music and booze. All the bouncers there are actually salespeople. They're not meant to keep you out. They're meant to draw you in.
Right.
So the bouncers guilt you into going into a bar, and you're like, oh, there's no cover. There's great music. And then you're like, I'll have a Captain and Coke. And like, that's $18, please. And you're like, okay.
This is why going to the pool in Cabo or Cancun or something, you know, where they just keep pouring them and bringing them by.
Right. Put
know,
it on my room.
Because it's an all-inclusive. Well, yeah, if you're going to the all-inclusive resort, it is. No, you know, you won't find the good ales, but,
right.
But
you know,
in general.
I was, on the world travel stuff, so when my wife and I, we kind of ditched a winter here. It was a terrible winter. It was 14 to 15, at least I was told. Didn't experience it, but so we started out in California and went to Hawaii. I got a brother who lives out there on the Big Island, and then we went to Melbourne, Australia, and I would never believe that Founders has beers on draft in Melbourne, Australia, which is very commendable. Yeah, but like you said, you know, you get invited into the bar, and then they pour you 1 pint of Founders in Australia. It's $18.
Wow.
Shipping costs from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this ship, like, am I drinking this out of a gold container here? What are you doing?
I think it was the all day IPA, if I remember correctly.
Well, not to mention you're in Australia,
Founders,
where every living thing can kill you at any given moment.
Right.
You know, snakes, spiders, scorpions.
Tasmanian devil, bro. Love it. Love it.
All right, we need to take another break, or otherwise we'll be here all day. Klaus Nyman is with At Properties, among other things. Renaissance Man. His cell phone, 269-932-8835. Email Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, at atproperties.com. And his website is klausnyman.com. And Joe, this has all kind of been like lightning round.
Yeah, I don't think we need a lightning round.
I think we'll just do a nice wrap up.
Okay. Well, I would like to begin. So we have Klaus Nyman.
Wait, we haven't taken the commercial break yet, dude.
Oh, usually we wrap up before the commercial break, but we have another segment, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm paying attention. We're still here.
liar.
Did you bring him an IPA? What?
I don't know. Leave your pants at the door, Joe.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely. Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way! What was that called again?
Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Real Talk About Real Estate. Welcome back, Joe Daniels, John Wallace, Klaus Nyman in the studio. Klaus Nyman, NYMAN.com. Cell phone 269-932-8835. Klaus at atproperties.com. You leave your pants at the door. Have either of you seen the new Netflix series, The Good Cop, yet?
No, I haven't. No. My wife got me roped into some show last night with Jason Bateman. It was terrible.
This is Josh Groban, maybe? Or I don't know.
Josh Groban, the singer?
No.
Somebody, You Raise Me Up guy?
Some young actor whose dad's an actor too, and the actor on Taxi, Tony Danza.
Oh yeah,
it's still
Tony
alive.
Danza plays a cop who gets arrested and goes to jail for corruption, and he gets out, and now his son is the best detective. You know, I taught him everything he knows, except how to be honest, Dad. Right. That I learned on my own. But at one point, they're in the bar, and his dad's playing pool, and his son comes in, and Tony comes out from behind the pool shed. He's got no pants on.
Jeez.
What happened to your pants? Well, I lost the first two games, but I'm going to get them back on this one.
How's Tony Danza looking these days?
Like he had plastic surgery.
Okay.
Well, lips are looking a little big.
Honestly, I think I know where baby. Klaus's question was going, and plastic surgery was best case scenario for that answer.
You know, he looks like he still lifts weights and maybe runs.
Good
and,
for him. Good for
I think
him.
He sings the opening, and it's from the creators of Monk, so you know it's got some weird twists in it.
Oh,
maybe
it's all
I was
good.
Drinking at
it's
the
all
time
good.
We were watching it. I don't
shall
remember.
Set you free.
You should go watch it, though. Klaus, just to tie into real estate shortly, because we haven't talked about any listings, and we don't have to. You got over 15 listings, which would make you a clear leader in the region among realtors. But most of your listings, again, are in that $500,000 to $4 million range. And some of the stories you tell and the relationships you've had with people who are, you know, now major stars or very successful celebrities tells me that you have the ability to relate to people. Now, I think if Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert came in the room, Joe would go, "Oh my God, heart attack!" You know.
Well, Miranda
and
Lambert
be like, "Hey, how are you?"
Let's clarify. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert would not come in the room together. They're
right.
No longer. It'd
not
be
now.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Funny, I think is.
I think you're. Yeah, I think you're accurate saying that.
Yeah,
absolutely. You'd be starstruck.
You know, in terms of your relatability, do you think all your life experiences just make it easy for you to talk to somebody about? We're probably going to list this thing for $2 million, which can be, I think, kind of intimidating for a lot of realtors because not a lot of realtors necessarily break into that type of client or that type of home that often, and you just seem to do it with regularity and not be intimidated by a darn thing.
Yeah. You know, I think being a people person has its pros, also has its cons if you're, you know, you get too comfortable with people too quickly. But yeah, I think being relatable and just kind of, you know, picking up on people's vibes and moving from there, you know, I tend to move too quickly. Yeah, but I think relatability has a lot to do with it. It also, a lot of it has to do with just getting out there and banging on doors, you know, it's all about the hustle. And if you don't enjoy the journey, man, you're never going to enjoy the arrival, you know, because in my life, you never arrive, you know, it's continually improving. But, you know, and having a blast, you know, along the journey. You know, I encourage my wife along with the hard days, you know, at the store, whatever she's dealing with. Hey, you know, soak it in, you know, enjoy this part. You know, you're gonna look back and this is gonna be nothing but, you know, good memories, you know, in the past. Remember when we were doing this? Remember when we were doing that? You know, and I never want to grow up. What are you guys doing when you grow up?
I'll let you know.
We're doing silly radio talk shows.
Right. That works for me.
I'm gonna
enjoy the journey,
Nyman,
baby. I love it.
I'd have to have plastic surgery and get better looking in order to be Klaus.
You guys are too kind.
No, you know what I'm going to do in retirement? I'm going to do voiceovers and I'm going to record bands.
There you go.
I'm going to own a recording
studio.
That's
living the dream right there.
That's the end retirement dream.
You know what I'm going to do?
On a golf course in Mexico.
There you go. Mexico is good. It's not cold.
Yeah. And I'm not going to retire.
Maybe New Mexico.
Because at the age of 30, that's a long ways away. I'll probably work a half day on the day of my funeral.
Yeah, I'm going to get the prepackaged funeral ready to go. Oh, he had a heart attack in his office. Let's just go right to the church now.
Yeah, right. No, there's actually one listing in particular up here in St. Joe. It's 300 Lake Court. It's basically walkable to everything. It's got beautiful bluff views, lake views. There's actually a boardwalk literally right outside the front door, you know, which gives you access to, you know, 5-minute walk here in Lions Park. And personally, I like Lions Park Beach much better than Silver Beach. It's just, you know, a lot less crowded. So if you want to go down there and have, you know, a little picnic with your honey or, you know, whatever you're doing. But we just dropped that that price down to $729. So it doesn't get much cheaper than that for, you know, 180-degree panoramic views. There's actually two homes on the property, you know, that comes along with that price. You know, it needs some updating. It's been in the Armstrong family for a long time. But I think that one's going to move pretty quickly here now after that price drop.
Well, John, they'd be neighbors with your in-laws, I think. You know a lot about Lions Park and those views, don't you?
Yeah, we love the Lions Park area. Well, you know, if you go back, you guys wouldn't, you're not old enough, but if you went back to the 70s, you could buy a house on Lions Park for $20,000.
That's wild.
You know.
That is wild.
And nowadays, well, there's the 1-3 lots that still sit empty because they can't decide what's going to get built there. The yellow Italian-looking villa.
Sure.
Gorgeous property. And these days, people are, and you see it elsewhere, not just here. You, you know, buy the house, tear it down to put up something that is much more modern, is brand new, and gives you that 3-story, you know, kind of views.
Yeah, there's one that was just finished down there, literally on the beach. I think it's like 2.5. I'm killing myself now because I can't remember the name of the designer. He's pretty reputable in the area, but Judy Farley actually has that listing.
So, Klaus, what's your agenda for the rest of this year? What do you, you know, I mean, the software continues to expand. You've got some great listings, and I know you're going to close several of them before, because we're in that again, that time of season for second homeowners.
Yes, we are. Yeah, September, October are very, very hot months. Yeah, the agenda, go somewhere warm. I think we're, I think Brooke's right now planning a trip to the Dominican and Haiti, believe it or not. I think we're going to do that in November, and then she wants to, I have something very exciting to share. So, we are actually purchasing an RV. We're going to get it wrapped in all distribution logos, and we are going across the we're starting in the Northwest, so we're starting up in Washington State, and we're basically just going to hit up cities and go door to door and share the good news of our software, and you know, to try to sign as many accounts as possible while it's kind of crappy and cold back here at home. So I think we're going to start after the new year and just kind of go till we end. You know, we're going to go down the coast of California, obviously Washington, Oregon, then California, and then we're going to move across Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and just kind of stay in the Southwest where it's warm for January, February. I don't know if it's going to last till March, but we're really excited about that.
Historically around here, when the snow is flying, real estate market's slow.
That's true.
You know, if somebody still wants to work with you too, I'm assuming you're just a phone call. You're going to have a laptop with
100%,
you.
100%. So, yeah.
Satellite on the RV, tied right in. And although you and I sometimes, Joe, get tied down to the office a little bit too much here and there, depending on volume, because we're shuffling papers, but we're shuffling PDFs, as it were, these days. You know, but being... hardly any, you know, you want to go call on realtors' offices, for instance, there's hardly anybody in the realtor's office and the broker's right. office because that's not necessary. That's not what, now it's our mobile phone and electronic signatures.
It is.
And,
it is. Yeah.
It's all quite
yeah.
mobile. In fact, we have, we'll share it with you because it's coming out shortly. We sure. have a mobile app for CMG coming out shortly.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And it not only allows the buyer to completely apply online, if they're doing pre-qualifications, it will tie into the MLS system and show them listings, and it will keep you as the realtor updated all along the process of, hey, Klaus, I want to see this house, or
sure,
once
sure.
they've got an accepted offer, you know, hey, the appraisal's in, hey, the title work's in. Just a fully interactive, very cool piece of
software. Yeah, that sounds great. I can't wait to use it.
Out.
Can't wait to try it out.
That's what she said.
My gosh.
Ryan started the fire.
And we don't even have Jason Sutton in the room yet. Jason, calling Jason Sutton. Calling
oh,
Jason
goodness.
Sutton. Please report to the booth.
Too fun, man. Too fun.
Klaus, I look forward to talking to you again soon or seeing you at the closing table soon. Congratulations
yeah.
on your success and growth on many ventures.
Thank you, sir.
Klaus Nyman, klausnyman.com is the website. Cell phone 269-932-8835. Email klaus at atproperties.com. Joe, anything else from you?
I got nothing. I'm just awestruck by this man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not worthy.
Yeah.
We're not worthy.
Too kind. Too kind.
I'm going to go home to my girlfriend and be like, you screwed up so bad in life by dating this when there's people like Klaus Nyman in
when
the world.
Klaus was single
there's
at one point.
Enterprising people in the world.
Right.
Klaus,
well, thanks
thank you for setting
me,
the bar very, yeah. very high for the
oh,
rest
thank
of
you
us.
Guys. I appreciate it. Thanks,
and by the way,
thanks for the
hi,
time.
Brooke, and congratulations on the new store.
Awesome.
And cut. All right.
Awesome. That was fun.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back this same time next week on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.